Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And, of course, Molly, the studio stunt dog. We're supposed to announce that now, right there at the front. It was one of the requirements from...
Okay, but no more music.
I have
you
no control over this.
There.
It's part of her contract now. Molly, the studio stunt dog, now that she's on theater, in theater, she requires
stage.
A lot of these little things. And can you just give her the squeaky toy? Maybe that'll shut her up for a couple seconds there.
Okay. Yeah, when is Dr. Debbie going to get special music?
I know.
I kind of feel left out of this. You know, I don't have a hip name. I don't get music.
But you're still the star of the show somehow. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I need a special handshake or greeting when I come around.
You just don't have the right agent, obviously.
Yeah. I guess.
You need to find a better representation if you could.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Just fine. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving to Atlanta right now.
Driving to Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm on my way home.
Do you travel with your animal?
No, they took him out of the truck because, I could try to get him back. But it's my wife's dog I'm dealing with.
Okay, well, I got the doctor here, so what's up?
It's a Chihuahua. He's a male. He's 5 years old, pedigreed. And he's marking my house. And he's humping on his toy.
Okay, so I'm guessing this boy's got two things dangling between his hind limbs, huh?
Right. He's not
okay.
Neutered. Now, my question was, if I have him neutered, will that stop?
Well, what you're describing, those are sexual behaviors. So while it's impossible to say it won't happen at all, they're driven by hormones. So an intact male dog is very likely to hump on objects or people, and definitely marking is part of their communication. So my number one recommendation is, he makes a better pet, and it's healthier for him to get him neutered. So yes, I wouldn't hesitate to get that done. And only in some rare cases do we see dogs that will still mark or that will still have some of those over-sexual behaviors like the humping and that. And in those cases, we have to kind of deal a little bit more training-wise with that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so definitely.
Because, he's the inside dog. He only goes on a leash. And I've been trying to find a female, made him, these are some awesome dogs.
He doesn't need to breed just because he's awesome. You love him all the same. And everybody wants to breed their dog because they want to pass on the good genes. But you know what? Every day at the shelter, even here in Las Vegas, Chihuahuas, pure breed Chihuahuas, are put to sleep because they don't have homes. So I would stop you before you even think about breeding just for the sake of, breeding on his good genes. Really. I'd embrace castration. Go ahead and get this little fella neutered, help his behavior problems. And then also, it helps to, save a life because, those pups that might be born, would displace the hopeful adoption of some other dogs that are already waiting.
What kind of cancers can we avoid if we get neutered and spayed?
Well, in male dogs, definitely testicular cancer. It helps to decrease risk of prostate cancer in male dogs. And there's even some skin tumors in male dogs that are hormonally driven. So those can be eliminated or wiped out with castration. In female dogs, there's a lot. Mammary cancers. If we spay a dog before they go into heat, we can make the risk of breast cancer zero. If you wait until after they've had a few heats or let them have, babies, that risk of breast cancer goes up. So spaying also saves female dogs from having the problem of pyometra, which is an infection in the uterus, which is very, very serious, life-threatening, completely preventable by getting them spayed. So, yeah, there's overwhelming evidence to recommend spaying and neuter.
1-866-405-8405 to connect with any one of the Dream Team right now.
I think you should know this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I understand you had to pull over for this call.
Yes, I did.
What's going on?
We're so exciting here that we take your full attention.
I wouldn't want to cause any accidents. Dr. Debbie is right here. She can help you with whatever's going on.
Hi, Dr. Well, Debbie. Hi. How are you?
I'm super today. What can we do for you?
Oh, my gosh. I have a black lab. I've had labs my whole life. And for as a birthday present, my wife gave me a black lab again, which I swore I wasn't going to get another one because it hurt me so much when my last one passed away. But she's 2 years old. Her name's Haley. And I don't know what she did, but she pulled an ACL, or it's a little rubber, the part that keeps her knee to her or her calf.
Okay.
I think it's,
yeah.
They said it was their ACL or the little joint in between. But they said it was going to cost me anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000.
Wow.
And it causes a huge dilemma because I'm not only a truck driver, but I'm a real estate owner. And I have three homes, two of them in Las Vegas. And my renters weren't paying me, so I'm upside down. I have my credit stinks now, and I want to get her fixed. And everybody that I've talked to, all these doctors, don't want to extend me any kind of credit. And I mean, I have assets. I have all my cars are paid for, my boat. If I have to, I'll give them my pink slip, whatever it takes to get her fixed. And she's like my daughter.
Oh.
I mean, I'd do anything to get it done. But right now, I don't have $3,000, and I told them I'd give them $500 now and start paying them payments, and nobody will do it.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. My credit's in the tank. I just would like to find some doctor that has some sympathy for my dog. Because I get home at night, she just drags her. I can't even say it right now. She just drags up to me. She can't walk.
Okay. Well, first we'll talk a little bit about cruciate ligament injuries, and very common in large, active dogs, but it can happen even in those little couch potato dogs that, you know, just jump off the couch and blow their knee out. The honest truth is that for big dogs, surgery is really the best way to go. And it's not necessarily an easy surgery. It's usually a specialty level surgery. So it does take quite a bit. And when listeners hear, oh my God, $2,000, $3,000, it seems like a lot, but this is really a huge surgery. And it is the equivalent of, you know, having your knee explored as a human. Small dogs, we can get away with some, you know, medical management in many cases and some other therapies outside of going to surgery. But I'd have to, you know, support what you probably heard from the other vets, that surgery is usually the best way to go. The finances and the resources in getting that lined up, there are some different options in different areas, things such as Care Credit, which is a credit service which allows billing, and that might be something to look into, whether that's an option in the ear.
I have done that, and because of my homes right now, I've had to file Chapter 13, which I'm keeping my homes, but it put my credit in the tank. I mean, I used to have perfect credit. And nobody wants to even look at me. They called me back and said, "Sorry, we can't." And that's not an option with my dog. I don't want to.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to put my dog to sleep at all. But
let's talk about some of the alternatives with the cruciate disease, because you know we know surgery is definitely going to be the best way to go, and nobody wants to see you put your dog down over this. But this is a very real problem that happens all over the place. And this is really the number one orthopedic injury that we see in dogs, is cruciate ligament damage.
God.
So it is so common. It is out there. And, you know, you could talk to 10 people in the immediate area, and many of them will know about it in themselves or in dogs. So if we can't go towards surgery at this point, I'd want to make sure we're really looking at your baby's weight and make sure that Haley is a lean, mean wagon machine.
Well, that's
because
the thing. She's not, and we're not giving her table scraps anymore. We had a bad habit of doing that, and that was one of my things. I said we got to get her down, her weight down, because I think is what they're saying is that the surgery, her weight is gonna. They won't be able to fix it at that price because they have to do more intensive surgery because she's such a big dog, And
Partly because of their weight, but it's also based on the size and the anatomy of a dog's knee. And then larger dogs, we usually prefer the surgery where we put a type of a bone plate in there. For little dogs, we don't need to go to that direction, but the large dogs really need it because they have a forceful, strong body. And obviously with Labradors, they're very active. So we want to have something that's going to hold up. And that's really the best thing. So I would, at this point, I would really put our efforts and slimming down this baby. And many dogs, even with mild cruciate injuries, those that haven't quite gone completely torn, weight loss, pain management, and joint protectives such as glucosamine and the medication that's given by injection called Adequan, those can be useful to help control the pain, keep the pet moving, and then in the meantime slim them down so that they're a better surgical candidate or to see if they respond well to medical therapy. So those are some real things that might be of value. And there are some dogs that I have, for whatever reason, the family decision, older pet, where surgery isn't the choice we can go with. And sometimes we'll put a splint on the leg for a period of weeks. There's even braces, orthotic braces, which can be made for your pet that help to give support, because we know with cruciate injuries, it can happen in the other leg. So don't just focus on this one leg right now. We really have to make a good effort at
what I was worried about, because they gave me some medication and I give it to her and she can walk around. She's just fine. But then this one person told me, said, it's not really good because then she's okay and she'll put her other leg out.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of letting dogs be in pain because it limits their activity. That's old school veterinary thought from 20, 30 years ago. We want to control pain, but we want to limit activity. So, I don't want to let her feel uncomfortable and then that keep her from moving. But, so there's definitely some avenues there that we can look at. And this economy sucks. And veterinarians feel it just like pet owners. But this is a huge surgery. It really is a big thing. And there are things you can do now to make your pet more comfortable or to make her a better surgical candidate.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever. And I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.